The Mike Tomlin Show.
The initial reaction will be just look at the Cleveland Browns record and say, well, they are what their record says they are. But sometimes that can be a bit misleading. Mike, you watch the Browns, and they do some good things, just not enough of them to win. They played the Kansas City Chiefs very tough and last week and had the ball in their hands with a chance to win.
Yeah, I think the difference between them playing well and not playing well is their ability to put the ball in the end zone when the field gets short. I think they've shown the ability to move the ball fluidly in open grass. And I think, I think Johnny's running abilities and abilities to create and extend plays is very effective when the field is open or when you're on the long field. I think they've had some difficulties as the field gets short. And I think that that's where they've come up short, if they've come up short. Similarly, they moved the ball against us pretty well the last time we played them in the open grass, but we were able to make some plays when the field got short and their points didn't necessarily reflect their yards. And I think that that's probably a consistent theme in some of the games of late that they haven't been able to win.
The Browns rushed for 232 yards last week against Kansas City, and Johnny Football had 108 of them. Has he taken to running even more than he did against the Steelers at Heinz Field?
You know, he's just taken what the defense has given him, and I think, you know, if he has an escape lane, you got to be prepared to deal with it. I think there was one design run in that game that produced 40 or 50 yards that created the run total that looks different than his other performances, but largely, he runs to create. When plays break down, there may be a design run or two. In that particular game, there was a design run that hit big, and that produced a run total that may look different than the other games. But largely, it's a very similar approach in terms of how they produce the yards, the runs, and particularly with him.
When you look back at the tape of the game that he played in Pittsburgh, and for what you've seen the last couple of weeks, a win over San Francisco, a loss to Kansas City, close one. Has he progressed as a quarterback? Forget about the running. I'm just talking about his reads, his progressions, and his accuracy.
No question. He's gaining a level of comfort. I think that's probably been made increasingly difficult because he's lost some core receivers that he's worked with over the course of that time, Bryant Hartline being one and Hawkins being another. But you definitely see him making quicker, cleaner decisions. Like any band that gets an opportunity to take snaps, there's probably some reward from that experience, and he's doing a great job of maximizing it.
We hear often about doubling great wide receivers. We've seen that here in Pittsburgh for a long time. Are there occasions when you double a tight end? You mentioned the dearth of receivers the Browns have, but they have an excellent Pro Bowl caliber tight end Gary Barnidge. Do teams ever double a tight end?
Yeah, obviously you're capable of doing that, and we've done some of that in the past, and as we develop our plan, we're going to be open to minimizing him, particularly in situational football. He's done a great job in the situational football areas, whether it's on third down or in the red zone. But they got another potentially dangerous man in Travis Benjamin that's capable of getting deep on you and taking the top off of it that really minimizes some of the things that people do specifically to their tight end.
How about the Browns defense? I mean, they held the Chiefs to 17 points. The 49ers only had a couple touchdowns against them. Are they a better unit than the one you faced a few weeks ago?
They are. And, their sub package is diverse. They run a lot of things at you. They got quality players on all levels. So I think they're definitely capable of producing a quality performance, the ones you mentioned, particularly when they got a guy in the middle like Carlos Dansby.
They have had a lot of veteran performers on that team, Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby. Maybe that explains why, despite their season, that they played some of their best football the last couple of weeks. It doesn't appear as though they've quit. They're here to play.
No, they got some guys that understand the business, and they realize that they're playing for jobs. And guys that have been around understand that. So regardless of record or circumstance, you better be prepared to give your best. They're doing that. And you got to give credit to the coaching staff and the veteran players for that. We got a lot of respect for what they have going on. But more importantly for us, it's about our preparation and our play. The nameless gray faces we play this week just happen to be the Cleveland Browns.
Is there a lesson to be learned for your players based on what happened in Baltimore and what they'll face in Cleveland? Two teams that haven't won a lot, but they're huge rivals and both on the road, and you use the term hostile environment. It'll be at least as hostile in Cleveland as it was in Baltimore.
You know, I think our guys understand what we're going into. I don't know that a lesson was learned other than if you play bad, anybody can beat you. But I think we all knew that. We got respect for these guys. We got respect for these rivalries that make up the AFC North. But what we're focused on is us and us putting together a winning performance this week and the game location. The fact that it's the AFC North rival, like the Cleveland Browns, to me, are footnotes relative to us just going out and being what we are.
Good luck Sunday in Cleveland. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to one and all. And thanks for watching us on the Mike Tomlin Show.